The federal budget deficit has hit its highest level in 7 years, according to new figures from the Congressional Budget Office, coming in at $984 billion this last fiscal year. It sounds like a lot, right? But some say not to worry about it. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So this budget deficit is expected to top $1 trillion by 2020. Give us the long view here. How high is this historically?
Well, you know, first of all, trillion, big number, 12 zeros after a one. We have been here before. Remember that from 2009 through 2012, we did top $1 trillion for four consecutive years. So it's not that we've never seen it before, but it's still a big number.
Yeah. And that was during the Obama administration. Of course, there were lots of things going on during that time to juice the economy because of the recession. So why do we still have a deficit this high during a time of economic expansion?
I think that's the part that gets some economists a little bit concerned. They say, yes, of course, we run big deficits. We pile on debt when we have bad times because the government doesn't have a lot of choice. They're trying to create demand. They spend a lot of money. But what we also know is that the deficit has soared by nearly 50% since President Trump took office. So what really was going on? Well, a few of the things that have always been going on continue: demographic changes and promises the government makes. So the government says, hey, we're going to pay for things as you get older, Social Security, Medicare, there's Medicaid. All those things have continued. But in addition to that, we had the big tax cut. And that tax cut meant that companies and some individuals are paying less into the system. And the promise was that, yes, rates would go down, but economic growth would be so strong, we'd end up taking in more money. That actually hasn't happened. We had 1 year of growth at 2.9%. This year, we're back to about 2% growth. So still not enough money coming in.
So what's the worst case scenario if the government continues to spend more than it brings in taxes?
Well, you know, there are folks called deficit hawks, which are basically now extinct or near extinct species. Folks like Paul Ryan who say that if you've got all this debt and all these deficits pile up year after year, ultimately it will lead to slower growth, higher interest rates, runaway inflation. But I have to say that has not happened yet. And so we've had these big budget deficits. We've had the national debt now approaching $23 trillion. We don't see inflation. We don't see high interest rates. And that means that a lot of economists are trying to scratch their heads and saying, maybe we need a new theory. This is called modern monetary theory. And so what they really are espousing and what people are thinking about is maybe we should be running bigger deficits to boost growth. And they're trying to figure out what is the right policy mix to make that happen. We don't know a lot about it. It's an emerging field over the last, say, two decades or so. It's going to get more play in the upcoming political campaigns. I promise we will talk about MMT again. But the best thing to think about is the question, what if larger deficits are not as bad as we previously thought? That's the key of it.
That's the key. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Thank you.